Plans for a hotel at a shuttered school in downtown Great Barrington have changed once again, this time quieting some of the opposition.
Searle's main building will be saved. Last time there was confusion about plan for the main building. Let there be no confusion. This time we're saving the building and sensitively fixing the damage done many years ago by the town renovation.
Hotel developer and Great Barrington resident V.J. Mahita delivered that message during a continuation of a public hearing on special permitting for the Berkshire Wednesday night in Great Barrington. The updated plans drop the number of hotel rooms from 95 to 88 and preserve the exterior of the Searle School after developers heard calls to save the 19th century building. At issue is whether the proposal meets a town bylaw prohibiting a hotel with more than 45 rooms unless historical preservation is part of the effort. Town Council says some of the school has to be saved, largely leaving the discretion of how much to the select board. Attorney Gavin Cockfield is working with the Mahita family on the project.
The Searle's building is basically staying the way it was long ago. We're going to reincorporate some things. The perimeter stays the same, the density stays the same. So in that sense, I think it's pretty easy to say we're reusing and redeveloping the existing building.
A citizen group called Save Searle School has been vocal about maintaining the building, which closed about 10 years ago. Michelle Miller says the Mahitas were and are willing to listen to concerns.
Yes, we have saved Searle's, and the diverse group which spoke up about this can certainly be pleased. We have not been opponents. Rather, we have been essential to the process of getting the best possible project for Great Barrington. I believe that our work is not yet done. The final plans still bear consideration, and the many questions raised tonight, I'm glad that the selectmen are continuing to entertain our concerns and provide answers.
Adaptively reusing the building will add about 10% onto the roughly $25 million proposal and take longer to redevelop. The developers say even with the drop in rooms, the hotel will still bring in more than $450,000 in annual taxes. It will include a farm-to-table restaurant, meeting space, and a pool. The Great Barrington Land Conservancy and Riverwalk are supporting the developers' plans to make the nearby Housatonic River the focus of their mitigation requirement. Malcolm Fick, a member of the town's Historical Commission, says most of the commission's recommendations regarding reuse have been met.
Now, the one point that wasn't is, in my opinion, significant, and that is the gym. The gym is is probably the only example of WPA-era architecture that we have in the town. It is distinctive in its design, facade, and features. It's a shame to see it go.
The developers say the only way to make the project work is to take down the gym. There are also concerns about increased traffic and parking. Plans call for 99 on-site and 40 off-site parking spaces with a ball field, businesses, and homes nearby. After previous development plans didn't pan out years ago when the town still owned the school, some at the meeting called for the town to hire a consultant to independently review the hotel proposal and its viability. Steve McAllister says he feels better about the project with the school being saved, but still has concerns.
I don't believe it will fail. I believe it will be a great success when it's finally, you know, fully designed and built and operational. If not, the worst that we've got is a renovated historic building, which we don't have right now, and we have a building that would have other potential uses, so there's really not much to lose if the numbers aren't quite right.
The meeting will continue February 22nd at 6 p.m. at Monument Mountain Regional High School. Reporting from Great Barrington, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.